how did the original garden tour come about?
Well, I was inspired after a visit to the Blue Mountains Edible Garden Trail, which had started a couple of years prior. And I went up with my local permaculture group and I came back and was like, oh my God, this is amazing. It was just, it was so fantastic to be able to go into other people's backyards and see how different ways that they're growing food. And I came back and sent an email to my local permaculture group and said, I just want to make this happen. Is anyone else interested? And within 2 weeks, we had a group of amazing women together putting up their hands. We created it from there. So we worked on it for about a year. And 4 days before the trail, we decided we needed to go virtual because, COVID-19 hit.
It's a bit of a familiar story, isn't it? But how did you go about putting the tour online? I mean, you have over 600 members in the community. And where is everyone from? So how does that work?
Well, I didn't realise we had 600 members now. That's amazing. at first we used Facebook Live as a platform. And we contacted all the garden hosts because we had 67 gardens that were going to be opening that weekend. And they offered to do virtual garden tours. And we had Costa from Gardening Australia come on board as well.
Oh,
so
wow.
So he came and did some of the live tours, video streams. And the idea now is that you can buy a ticket for $5 through Eventbrite and you join this closed Facebook group. And you get 60-plus videos, so there's amazing resources on growing aquaponics, your own fish using aquaponics, microclimates, how to grow veggies in wicking beds, seed propagation, seed saving, keeping honeybees.
Wow.
And 20-plus tours, so you can actually have a peek into the backyards of gardens all over Sydney, the people that are growing their own food.
And, I mean, I don't know about you, but I've definitely heard of a lot of my friends and myself even, during this time, looking for, productive things to do. Mm. People are starting to, do a bit more gardening. Mm. For someone like myself who was new to gardening, what's your best advice on starting an edible garden?
Well, I guess the first question is, do you have any sun? And if you don't, if you're more sort of shady, you have to decide if you're going to have, there are some edible plants that you can grow in the shade, but you do need a little bit where you can get a bit of sunlight or light. And the easiest and most, cost-effective plants to grow are herbs. So you would start with herbs because they're so wasteful if you buy them from the supermarket.
Hmm.
And then things like citrus are really easy to grow in Sydney and you can grow them in containers as well. With the virtual Sydney Edible Garden Trail, we also have one family that's in rental accommodation and they did a tour sort of how they've been able to grow lots of edibles in their rental accommodation. And another family that's grown all of their edibles in containers, in pots, so that when they have to move house, they can move, take basically their whole edible garden with them.
Oh, wow.
Citrus
and herbs, the best thing to start on.
Citrus and herbs are the best thing to start off with, yeah. And then, if you're a busy person or you're a bit of a lazy gardener, perennial edibles as well are really good. So things like rhubarb is great, sorrel is great. I mean, I love asparagus, so I have an asparagus plant. There's heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps.
Perfect.
And there's actually, it just reminded me, one of the videos in the virtual trail is about perennial edibles as well.
Well, I mean, I'll be going onto Eventbrite and buying my ticket. Bridget, thank you so much for your time this morning and happy gardening.
And you too, Alex.